Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Jim Blasingame, thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. I hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. You got challenges, you got opportunities, whatever's in front of you. We got something that will that somebody has either said or written. Either I or my Brain Trust members have talked about it. Most of us have been there, done that, and we might be able to help you out. So if you'll check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com, we got something that will help you. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, check, and be sure to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Have a great visit with our good friend Robert Brands, who's the author of Robert's Rules of Innovation. It's a 10-step program. And in the previous segment, we were talking about the importance of next practices, what Robert calls next practices, which is the appropriate combination of best practices, meaning history, and innovation, meaning the future, putting them together in an alloy that works for you. And Robert, I'd like for you to take this segment, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you discuss in your book and help my audience understand how to create this next practices concept.
Yeah, no, great, Jim, and you really put that very, very well, because it is all about a fine balance between best practices, what you've learned from the past, what's working really, really well, and improvements thereof. And those improvements, the key on that is really listening to your customer. And one of the key things I always ask is, when is the last time that you experienced your own product or service? Think about that. When's the last time you had somebody just walk in your store, walk in your business and wanting to be a customer? What kind of process? How easy is that to do? Mm-hmm. It's things like that that you need to do to really get ahead. And that's, to be honest, why Ford is just so outstanding today. They've listened so carefully to the customer, and they know what people want besides getting from A to B that everybody else was offering.
Right.
So to go to your question, in Robert's Rules of Innovation, I really spell out the word innovation from the eye of inspiration, where you, the small business owner, have to be the chief innovation officer, the cheerleader, and you have to walk the talk. You know, you want to set up the system and the culture. But there's so many elements that you have to put in place. Sometimes it might seem overwhelming, but it has to be a holistic approach, like total quality. It is a matter of total mm-hmm. innovation. So elements like risk-taking, you have to be willing to take some risks. You know, having a process for ideation as well as the concept to launch process. And then elements like ownership and accountability, you know, value creation. Anytime you can get a patent or protection on what you do or what you have to offer, I would say go for it. It's a financial investment.
Including trademarks and things like that, or even trade secrets, just any kind of recognition that what you create has value.
Absolutely, and you valid point, trademarks, because everything you build is a brand, and a trademark is not that expensive. I just applied for innovationcoach.com, and I think it's a couple $100s, so
yeah.
Don't do it because you're afraid of legal cost. Yes, you're right. The company that I used to run, Airspray, that was the manufacturer of those little foam pumps that mm-hmm. create instant foaming hand soap, was sold at 15 times EBIT, 15 times the annual profits before taxes. So you can think what kind of incredible value creation that was, and that was all because of those trademarks and patents mm-hmm. and intellectual property. And then to round off the word innovation, you really have those elements like training and coaching, observe and measure, looking at leading and lagging indicators, and finally rewarding your people, not just monetary, but recognizing
them.
Wait a minute.
You're including the way we treat people as part of the innovation process?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It would be terrible if you don't do that. And actually, you wanted to make so that people love to work for you or in your environment because they get recognized. And as I said, it's more important to give them some time with the boss or let them lead a team or a project or recognize them in front of their peers than any monetary reward.
You know, sometimes I see small business owners behaving as if they were in some kind of a competition with their own employees, as if as if their employees could actually beat them, or their employees could actually win against them or something. And, you know, you've heard the old story about it's amazing what you can accomplish if you don't care who gets the credit. Well, the thing about it is, when you're a small business owner, when you own the business and these people work for you, you still, I mean, if they succeed wildly, even beyond, you know, they do something even you couldn't do, they're still doing it for you. Why would you care? Why wouldn't you want them to be wildly successful in their job? It's amazing. Sometimes you see business owners who actually, it's like they're jealous of some of their employees. What do you think?
Yeah, think about it. The better they do, the better the associates and employees do, the better you do. Start thinking about it that way. The better they do, the better you do. And the more you empower your employees, I've seen it, the more they will flourish. It's a matter of just fertilizing. The more you energize them, the more you give them power and chances to do what they naturally want to do and are really passionate about. And if you can draw that out of your associates, you will be much bigger and better for it.
And all of you folks out there who think, well, we just have a small business, how innovative can we be? Think about what Robert's idea is about being innovative with the way you treat your people and see if that won't launch your company a little bit higher into orbit. Hey, Robert, give us the website again, please.
Yes, robertsrulesofinnovation.com or innovationcoach.com itself.
So check it out when you get a chance. That's also the title of the book, wherever books are sold. Robert, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Great having you again, Jim. Thank you very much.
See you then. Robert Brands, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too. After these messages, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.